You out of work. I know it's tough, but enough is enough. Anywho, enough is enough when it comes to me not bringing you guys that audio content quality that you guys have come to expect of me, of the Dragon Horse podcast. In fact, I have missed you all. I must admit, I have missed you all. You see, it's been an interesting month for me. I wanted to add a video component to this podcast, and I thought long about that. I even tried some videos out. You guys might see those later on in the future, but I digress. I did try, is my point. Trying something new. Never being afraid to be seen. Trying is a part of a successful life. But then after a while, I just realized that ultimately, I like this. I like this format and I like the way this is going, okay? I'm me. And there's nothing to be ashamed of with that. So anyway, today's topic, besides the welcome back, of course, because it's not about me, is about California. And what is going on in California, you may ask. Well, for lack of a better term, and excuse my language, a hell of a lot. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get on down to it as we are known to do. So without further ado, welcome back to another episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast, y'all. My name is Cameron Bivens, the Dragon Horse himself, and your lovely host. Gosh, dang it, let's get into it. Now, I got this article from APnews.com, and the title of this article reads out, California governor to deploy 500 surveillance cameras to Oakland to fight crime. This man swear he Batman. He talking about we gonna put up 500 cameras in the city of Oakland, California to fight crime. Yes, in fact, he did indeed say that. Now, why is this a big deal? For those that don't know, I talked about this in the past, but there's something called street takeovers, okay? This is where, not just 10, not even 20, but maybe 50 to 100 teenagers or people of different ages show up in a part of the city on the street. Block off all four corners and start doing burnouts in the middle of the street, donuts spinning with their car and things of that nature. Now, while many may think this is so cool because of Hollywood movies, the likes of the Fast and the Furious and other adrenaline pumping, films, it's actually not all that cool. In fact, this actually happened to me when I was doing Uber Eats one day. Yes, indeed, was picking up an order. People just ran out into the street, blocked off the street, blocked the car, and we couldn't get through, man. Well, me and my mom, that is. So we couldn't drive through. We had no choice but to back up. And there was smoke everywhere, things of that nature. So you guys can only understand, as I'm discussing this, how rattled people might be about these things. Now, not only does it scare people because you almost feel like you're about to get kidnapped or carjacked, well, it's also scary for the people that are there. A lot of the people that are there are taking risks with their own lives. It only takes a slip of the finger, right? Or a loss of grip with your hand for that car to just start running over all types of people watching, all types of pedestrians on the sidewalk, things of that nature. And in fact, if you guys go on YouTube or even Google right now, you'll see videos of street takeovers where people have been hit by these cars. Now, I say all that to say this, of course. It seems as though California's governor has had enough. Yeah? So Mr. Gavin Newsom is his name. He said, look, we've given them warnings. We've tried to send police out there to stop it. None of this stuff is working. You know what? Forget it. We're going to put up cameras. We're going to start getting faces with our facial recognition software. And we're going to start locking these kids up. We don't care. We're going to change the laws. We're going to make some stuff happen. But we're going to make this city safer. That's why I said he think he Batman, y'all. Anyway, so let's get into the details of this article because this is actually a huge problem right now in California. I don't know about anywhere else, but definitely like in Los Angeles. I mean, clearly Oakland and certain parts of California where people are just having random street races, random street takeovers and things of that nature. It's actually a huge problem. And for those that don't know, California is quite big, has a lot of people. So since it does have a lot of people, they are hard to stop. All right. We're not talking about a city of only like 5,000 people here. Block off the block off the entries and the exits. No, there's not a two-lane highway to get in and out. This is California. It's well-connected. Indeed, it is. Now, hundreds of high-tech surveillance cameras are being installed in the city of Oakland, California, and surrounding freeways to battle crime. California Gavin Newsom, governor, announced Friday. Now, Friday, I'm not sure what Friday that is, y'all. Right now, I'm recording this on March 30th. It is a Saturday. I'm not even in the U.S. right now. In fact, I'm overseas with my wife. Whoop, whoop. Y'all know how I get down. Come to Italy all the time. Yeah, they pretty much know me at customs by now. Anywho, Newsom, a Democrat, said in a news release that the California Highway Patrol has contracted with Flock Safety to install 480 cameras that can identify and track vehicles by license plate, type, color, and even decals and bumper stickers. The cameras will provide authorities with real-time alerts of suspect vehicles. Opponents say the technology infringes upon privacy and will lead to further police abuse of already marginalized communities. In other words, if you guys don't understand, the police are going to be racist and they're only going to want to lock up or harass or beat up or abuse black and brown people, but these cameras aren't going to be used in white neighborhoods, particularly, you know, more wealthy white neighborhoods where these things do happen sometimes or drug use does happen. No, it's going to be used to, you know, marginalized communities, meaning communities that can't help themselves. Y'all get my point. A lot of people are saying, look, this isn't going to make the city better. You're just going to have use it as an excuse to, you know, sick the police dogs and beat up black and brown people. And to a degree, you know, I can't say I fully agree with that. I agree with that partially. But at the same time, I don't agree with that fully, man. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, how do I say this without pissing a lot of people off? I don't know. You're not going to see a lot of rich white Malibu kids at these street takeovers because they have too much to lose. You see, when you have a lot of money, when you have a lot of options, a lot of opportunities, it kind of keeps you off the streets. Not always, but most times. Whereas a lot of these marginalized communities, or in a lot of these marginalized communities, kids don't have the same opportunities, so they have nothing better to do with their time. Both parents are working and at work all day. They're raising themselves, essentially. What do you do with that? Right? Are cameras the answer? Are they? It's a good question. Let's continue forward the article before I drop some more thoughts. I know y'all hate when I interrupt. Gavin Newsom, who has deployed state attorneys and CHP officers to assist Oakland in its crackdown on crime, said the surveillance network will give law enforcement tools to effectively combat criminal activity and hold people responsible to improve communities for all Californians. Well, isn't that just so nice? Isn't that very nice? Public safety remains a concern statewide, especially retail theft, forcing even liberal leaders of Democratic cities to embrace increased policing. Crime has dropped in other big California cities. Now, that's true, y'all. It has. I'm not even gonna lie. You know, during COVID, when it comes to breaking in, break-ins and crime and other things of that nature, the streets were lit up. I mean, people were going online talking about lock them up. Other people were talking about, look, if you understood what it was like to be hungry, you'd understand why these people are robbing in and breaking stores. And I guess at the end of the day, we can all argue for one side or the other. The question that stands is how to improve it. And it seems as though no one has the Midas touch. You guys know about King Midas. He touches anything, it turns to gold. No one has the Midas touch when it comes to solutions in these cases. And that is unfortunate, despite different things being tried, right? While crime has dropped in other California big cities, it has surged in Oakland, a city of roughly 400,000 across the bay from San Francisco. In-N-Out Burger closed its only restaurant in Oakland, the first closure in its 75-year history due to car break-ins, property damage, theft, and robberies. Okay. In other words, they like to set it off in Oakland. For those that don't know what set it off means, maybe my more conservative audience, my more light-skinned brethren and sister audience. Sister? Should I say sister? Y'all get where I'm going. Anyway, yeah, they like to set it off in Oakland, you know. Things are happening, and those things aren't necessarily good. We're talking about robberies, property theft, break-ins, things of that nature. You know, In so many words, how can I say this? Because there's more to this article. But in so many words, I want to get this off my chest. This was bound to happen, right? And I say that to say this. In California, particularly, you know, in pockets of California, the wealth is unimaginable, you know? If you go to Calabasas, y'all just look up that area code, look up the average price of a house in Calabasas. It will make you lose your mind, okay? You know, most people will never in their life be even wealthy enough to get a mortgage in Calabasas, let alone own a house, okay? It's like that, for real. And I say all that to say this. You cannot possibly have in a country, a state, a city, a town, whatever. You cannot possibly have people that are unimaginably rich living with people that don't have necessarily anything, okay? You can't have the haves and the have-nots living right next to each other. It's never going to work out. People are not going to sit idly by and starve. People are not going to listen to their kids, their babies crying for milk or their kids crying because they don't have Christmas presents. You understand? They're going to do things. Why am I making it seem like that's okay? I'm not trying to, but all I'm saying is that the human spirit is built on survival. People are going to find any way they can to survive. Okay? You know, listen, I happen to be in Italy right now. You know, shout out my ragazzi, you know, my Italians, especially my Abruzzese, you know. But the truth is that even when you look at the history of the mafia, yes, I'm in Italy right now, so I decided to bring that up. That's crazy. I know. Please don't be offended. Anyway, if you look at the history of the mafia, they weren't always so rich and powerful. They started out by giving loans to the community, by helping the community. That's how the mafia started. They weren't always just this demon organization that was just in the street, excuse my language, whooping everybody's asses, killing people in prostitution and racketeering. That's not how they started. If that's how they started, they never would have got as big as they did. They started out by giving loans to the community. Why? Because this same community could not get loans from institutions, from banks, from people that were possibly quite most likely racist against them, right? So the haves didn't want to give loans to the have-nots. Right? That's how they got started. And then over time, as what happens with almost any organization, things change, priorities change, the wrong people get in the wrong spots, and then things change. But my point, as I said in the beginning, is that you cannot have a society with so much inequality. Look, man, you can't have the king up in there in his mansion and he's got all the food in the world and people are starving on the street. After a while, those people on the street are going to be like, you know what? Let's go up in there. Let's rob him. Let's take what he has because we're starving. We have nothing to lose. When you are someone with something to lose, you think about life differently. Yeah. If you own a house, if you own a car in a nice neighborhood, if you can take vacation time, if you own your own business, if you own stocks, if you own real estate, you are not going to be out there doing street takeovers. You are not going to be out there committing crimes. You're just not. You have no reason to because your needs are taken care of. Now, that's not every criminal out there that's like this. Let's not generalize here. But the vast majority are out there because they don't have anything to lose. And we continue to ignore them. We close schools. We close mental health facilities. We tell them just go get a job at McDonald's or Starbucks where they have to work, excuse my language, but they have to work their asses off just to be able to pay rent. And then they have no time to have fun. They have no money left over. What do you expect to happen? They're pissed off, yo. And they're making their voices known. They're showing you they're pissed off. And instead of saying, how can we make sure everybody's taken care of? Instead, they're saying, let's put up some cameras and watch everybody because we don't know why they're out there in these streets doing this. It's the truth. It is the truth. Look at housing prices 30 years ago. I'm about to get off my soapbox, y'all, but just hear me out. Look at housing prices 30 years ago, even in Los Angeles. Where even in a good area, you could probably get a house for only $200,000. And now in a good area, it's going to run you almost $1 million. But 30 years ago, the minimum wage is the same as it was today, right? And I know federal and state's different. I'm not getting into that. Y'all know where I'm going with this. right? So with that being said, this initiative to put up city cameras, it might work. It might. I'm not even going to lie to you. It might. I have a camera at my house right now. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have my Ring doorbell. We can see whoever comes in and out of the house, if they're coming up to the house, and it maybe it stops the neighbors from letting their dog poop in front of my house. Yes. You are now being recorded, for those that know, right? But at the same time, this is a very different situation where you're not just dealing with one or two or three people. You're dealing with a whole city worth of people, right? And 500 cameras is not nearly enough if you have 5,000 people out there. If you have even, it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. So I don't know. I'm a bit critical of this. Because here's my thought process, right? Because I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, what do you suggest we do since you have so much to say? I feel like instead of dedicating all that tax money to cameras, why don't you dedicate a lot of that money to after-school programs? Yeah, that's a crazy idea. To infrastructure, to counseling programs, to helping businesses to be able to hire more employees, to more jobs. If you give people, listen, if y'all don't take anything else away from this episode, but if you give people incentive and if you give them opportunity, they're going to take it. They are going to take it, right? They just are. I mean, the vast, look, 90% of you right now, if I said, hey, I'll give you a free ticket to Rome, I'll let you stay in the city center, all you have to do is paint my house. You going to say no? You going to say no. All expenses included. Everything's paid for. All you have to do is paint a house. You going to say no to that? No, the vast majority of you are going to be like, when can I leave? Where do I sign up? Because you feel like what you're getting is worth it and you're incentivized to go. The problem we have these days is that the people that are out there and people in general, they're burnt out. They don't feel like what they're working towards is even worth it. And that's why you have so many people out in the street treating their life as if it doesn't matter. It is what it is. It's the same reason why people join gangs, you know? Because they're like, well, what else do I have? This is all I know. That's the vast majority of people right there. So, yeah, I mean, hey, look, get your cameras together. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it won't. But instead of you beefing up policing, I think you should get to the root of the problem. But nobody wants to do that. Especially in America, I hate to say it, private prison system, you know, if nobody goes in there, the people that own it, they go bankrupt, that's a problem, right? So it's a bit short-sighted. This is a bit short-sighted, but hopefully in the future there's hope. There's always hope, but, you know, hopefully they decide to go another way with this rather than just putting up freaking cameras. And I'll end with this. As somebody who also lived in China, where cameras are everywhere and it still doesn't stop crime, people still break into people's houses and things of that nature, them cameras aren't going to, excuse my language, but them cameras ain't going to do shit, bro. If people are hungry, if they want something, they going to get in there. Every year for Chinese New Year holiday, people go home. They want to have money in their pocket. They rob people's houses, try and steal their dog to sell it to the meat market. Like, it's like clockwork. You just expect it. You know, the locks get changed around every holiday season. You know, it's like, what do y'all expect? What do you expect? And this comes from a lot of things. We put so much pressure on ourselves, but we do that because I feel like at the end of the day, society puts pressure on us. Nobody wants to be known as, you know, a bum on the side of the road or, you know, oh yeah, you're 45 years old and you work at Walmart or you work at McDonald's. Like, nobody wants to brag about that, but it's a job, right? Why do we put so much pressure on ourselves and each other? Yeah, because at any point, let's be real here, doesn't matter if you're in America, Europe, wherever you are, at any point, you could become that homeless person. All you need is a few catastrophically bad things happen in your life. That could be you. You could have a health problem. You could have a falling out with your family. You could be on the street, or you could lose the opportunities and the incentive you have. So I just feel like it's not fair for us to judge. And I feel like there's better ways we could spend our time than, I don't know, installing cameras, man. Shout out to Gavin Newsom, though. I'm not even mad at him. That's the thing. I'm not mad at him. People going to hear this and think I'm mad. I'm not mad at all. I just think, you know, we could go another way with it. That's my opinion. I'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast. And as always, stay safe, happy, and healthy. And check me out on Instagram, man. I'll catch y'all later. Peace out.